Okay, hi everyone. I'm Ben, the executive director and co-founder of 80,000 Hours. We provide advice on how to use your career to have the biggest possible impact. And that's research, advocacy, politics, business. It's not just about earning to give. Right now, we are fundraising and looking to hire a web developer. So if you know anyone to help with that, then please send them to me over the course of the weekend. So your choice of career is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. After all, you've got 80,000 hours with your career. So it's really important to use it to do good. And this track is all about, concretely, what can you do to have an impact? And that's both with your career, but also with your donations, your free time, and your life in general. Effective altruists think hard about what they can do to make a difference, but they don't just sit around and think. They also actually take action. And that's what this track is all about. So each talk is themed around a specific skill that you can learn to help you have a greater impact. So I'm just going to introduce the talks. Okay, so the first talk is about how to network. Building connections is one of the most important things you can do if you want to grow as a person and succeed in your plans. The second talk is all about how to set up new organizations. And I think over the last couple of years, a lot of money has come into the effective altruism community. So now it's actually a bigger bottleneck to set up new projects that can use this money to do good. And we've got three entrepreneurs telling you about exactly how to do that. One of the other most high impact things you can do is promote important causes. But that raises a lot of difficulties with communication. So we've got a panel on how to communicate complex ideas simply and clearly. And one really exciting speaker you might not already know is Tim Urban, the writer behind the extremely popular blog, Wait But Why. Then there's the question of what to do with your money, where to donate. And we've got John Behar, the founder of A Path That's Clear, leading a giving game, which is where you'll be presented with a bunch of charities and you'll have to decide where a pot of real money gets donated at the end. And then this talk is all about how to change your mind and disagree, which is one of the most important skills for an effective altruist. So the last talks were all about like the really biggest decisions in your life. This talk is more themed around what to do day to day on a small scale to be more productive, stay sane, and have an impact. It's life as an effective altruist. And then on the theme of free time, one of the most high-impact things you can do with your free time is set up a chapter themed around effective altruism or one of the related groups like Giving What We Can. Many Giving What We Can chapters have raised tens of thousands of dollars for charity and caused people to completely change their lives with just a couple of hours of work per week running it on the side. So that's a really important thing to consider doing. And we've got five chapter heads telling you exactly how to set up a chapter. And then we have one of the big things that a lot of effective altruists are interested in is the question of how to reduce the risk of the end of civilization. But what the fuck can you do about the end of, to avert the risk of the end of civilization? And that is exactly what this talk is all about. And then I hear this guy's pretty good. We'll be doing a back-to-back one-on-one coach-a-thon on Sunday afternoon for 80,000 hours, the whole 80,000 hours team. You should have got an email about that. Okay, thanks. That was what to do. I'm now going to hand over to Kerry to talk about the future of effective altruism track.